Thank you so much to you listening at home. If you've just joined in the conversation, the question that we are asking, is it a good idea to drop maths as a compulsory subject when doing accounting? We've spoken about this and we continue to take your views, whether you agree or you don't agree. Thank you so much for sending in the SMSs. The question though that remains is that, yes, there are some positives to doing this in that there are some careers, as Basil mentioned, such as administration, marketing and bookkeeping that uses accounting but don't necessarily require mathematics. But when it comes to tertiary institutions, there's such a high standard, and we've seen this, where students are applying, but they're finding it so difficult to get into university. Joining me on the line, Dr. Celeste Nell, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much. And Dr. Celeste, we're hoping that from a public institution's perspective, you can give us, you know, an idea, because we're getting to that time now where so many parents are looking for a place to study for their children. As universities, though, from this statement, what is your stance on this? What are your views? Have you been talked to? Do you understand what's happening?
So for the university, and specifically for degree purposes, the current status still apply, and that is for programs, the majority of programs, mathematics is still the gateway subject for admission and for access to in universities, specifically for degree purposes. So for programs in the Faculty of Economic and Management Sciences, they will still require mathematics. And even for a program like Chartered Accounting, if your maths mark are good enough, 70% above, you do not need accounting as a subject for to be considered for admission. So from the university side, and specifically for degrees, it will remain the current status in asking maths and not maths literacy for specific programs.
And to you listening at home, by the way, this is a proposal by the Department of Basic Education, but we just wanted to find out what public institutions are thinking of this. And so is it then that, Dr. Nell, that as institutions, would there ever be a possibility of consideration to say that, you know, we can perhaps for different qualifications, we can be lenient, or we can amend, let's not say lenient, we can amend those entrance requirements to suit these types of students?
It will depend on the program. So there are programs in social sciences, in law, in psychology, that do not require mathematics. So there are options at university level that will do well, but in the programs in engineering, in business, in medicine, it will still remain a requirement to have the mathematics. So we do not foresee that the requirements will be impacted on this proposed regulation. And the Minister of Basic Education also stated that the status for access and requirements to universities will remain the same in terms of mathematics, but this proposed stipulation will open up more options for students who take mathematics literacy. And I think it's also important to look at the broader landscape, where of a pool of about 600,000 students last year who wrote matric, almost 60% took maths literacy. And I think this proposed stipulation is also addressing the needs of the group of students taking maths literacy and who would like to follow a program in like Basil has said, in accounting or marketing, where mathematics literacy is required, but also have the added option to take accounting as a subject. So the pool really that for mathematics, for example, last year in 2016, who passed mathematics was a 60% countrywide, is about 5%. It's 33,000 students. So it's a really very small pool of students with a high maths mark accessing universities. And obviously, we should not shy away of the challenges that students are facing taking pure maths in this country. Mm-hmm. But I think for this proposed stipulation, is serving the purpose of opening options for the 60% of matriculants who offer maths literacy as a subject.
Yes. Dr. Celeste Nell is the head of admissions at Stellenbosch University. Joining us also on the line, Dr. Felicity Coughlin, director of the Independent Institute of Education. A very good morning to you, Dr. Coughlin.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us once again. The whole idea for today is, you know, first of all, asking with you these proposed changes of dropping, or rather not making mathematics or maths compulsory a subject when doing accounting. Does this affect you differently as a private institution, or same rules would apply across the board?
Very much the same rules, except that our requirement for the level of performance in mathematics is not as high as the public universities. We are fortunate enough generally in the private sector to have smaller classes and can therefore take a little bit more time at the beginning of the year to catch up. So we would still require mathematics or some other form of math proficiency testing for degree level. In subjects in those disciplines that require numeracy, that certainly would not change. The mathematics that you get from just having done accountancy is not sufficient. Accountancy at school is not going to be sufficient for what would be required even in subjects like economics or financial management at second year. So it's not in the student's best interest to gain access without mathematics.
And so that would be my next question to both of you, doctors, in that, you know, you look at the caliber of students that's coming from secondary school, that's coming into university. In your experience, you know, having mathematics, even though it's not of high grade of any sorts, does it help a student to think differently when coming into university? So I suppose in simplest terms, would you prefer a student that has had mathematics or maths, or then that has not had? Anyone can start.
Yeah, so I think that there are two specific things there. The maths literacy, for students who've done incredibly well in that, are performing reasonably well, but again, it is harder for them to cope in those disciplines that require more mathematics. But the original idea of including maths and maths literacy together as options for students in the NSC was very much about the fact that it's a very numerate world. So the elimination of mathematics is a serious concern. We certainly accept students with maths literacy and other private into more areas than the public do, because we can. We don't have the demand that they have, and therefore we don't have the pressure on class.
And Dr. Nell?
Yes, no, for a public university and like Stellenbosch University, the score does matter. So mathematics, for anything from 60% upwards, is a score that you could be considered for admission to the university. So I think that if you take mathematics and your intent is to access higher education and study a degree where mathematics is required, it is important to have a relatively high score for you to be able to cope with the challenges of the degree when you move on to university.
To you listening at home, by the way, it's important that you understand that this is by no means a lecture on how you should, in fact, be ensuring that you in terms of the subject that your child should be taking. But we're looking at institutions, and these are institutions that have experience in this, and understanding that perhaps in the next year, in the next 2 years, you've got a child that will be going to university. It becomes important that you ensure that you know exactly what to expect, because my next question is going to be exactly at that. But to you listening at home, we are speaking to Dr. Celeste Nell, Head of Admissions at Stellenbosch, and Dr. Felicity Cochran, Executive Director of Education at the Independent Institute of Education. We're talking about how taking maths away as a compulsory subject how will this impact your child when they are doing accounting? And talking to that though, doctors, we speak of each and every year, we see large quantities of students applying to universities. And it's so heartbreaking to see so many of them getting rejected. When you hear changes like these, how best, I suppose the question that I want to ask is, how would you advise parents to look into these things? Because this maths thing is going to come as an option, so it won't be necessarily compulsory to everyone. So parents ultimately will be left with the decision of a huge decision, where I think at, say, grade 8, I don't think it's a right place to make it, but they are forced to make it then. What would your advice be to them, knowing that many of these kids get turned away?
Yeah. Well, I would say from my perspective is
career advice is so important, and especially in grade 9 when you start making your subject choices. So the majority of universities do have career services, career advice services, recruitment teams that could advise schools or even individual learners about what to take, what will suit your specific interests and skills. So that's the one thing that I would advise. And online, fantastic information to access PACE program on just getting a little bit of guidance in terms of subjects that you should take and making the decision between maths and maths lit. But I also think realistic expectations is very important, is to keep your options open and explore the world of studies and not be stuck with one, with just one program or one kind of institution, but to spread the wings and really explore all the options. I think that would be my advice to parents.
And Dr. Coughlin?
I'm not wanting to repeat that because I agree with all of that, but I think the most important part for me lies at the end of what Dr. Nell just said. And that is that part of the reason there's so much pressure for university places is we've developed a South African culture that says university equals degree equals success and everything else doesn't. Just yesterday, the Minister of Higher Education was talking about low enrollments in TVETs, the former Universities of Technology and their diploma programs, the private sector and its programs from higher certificates through to degrees. One of the first things one needs to do is to understand that the landscape is far, far bigger than the 23 public universities, number one. Number two, degrees is not the right match for everybody. Number three, to be entirely pragmatic, if you have to choose between maths and maths literacy or a program in future that doesn't have maths, if degrees is your aspiration and if you are struggling with maths, you need to be looking at other options. To be realistic, not everybody wants to get in is going to get in. And one has to take those scores at the end of matric really seriously because it's a competitive environment. For many degree programs and increasingly in private institutions as well, it is competitive. And simply telling young people that the only route to success in South Africa is through a degree at a public university, which then can accommodate maybe 20,000 students in the course of a year, is an enormous amount of pressure on very young people, when the reality is that there are, in fact, over 130 institutions, if you include the private, and all the TVETs, et cetera, et cetera. It's a far bigger landscape than our normal discourse and discussion with young people actually suggests.
Doctors, I tell you, time is always the enemy. If we had more time, there's so many questions I have to ask from both of you. But listen, thank you so much to the both of you for joining us on the show this morning. And please have yourself a fantastic day further.
And you too.
Thank you so much. Dr. Felicity Coughlin, Director of the Independent Institute of Education. Also, Dr. Celeste Nell, Head of Admissions at Stellenbosch University.